Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging out with me today. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure. And it's just you and me. I'm going to wrap up the series on business fundamentals this half hour that I've been talking about now for a few weeks. We talked about human resources. We talked about marketing. We talked about management. We talked about technology. We talked about, before human resources, we talked about finances. We talked about, public policy, I think, was the last time we talked about all these things that some of them you might not think would be business fundamentals, operating fundamentals, things that you need to pay attention to every day, and yet they are. And one of the fundamentals, or the last fundamental that we're going to talk about today is happiness and success as a fundamental. How about that? Those two together as an operating fundamental. You know, there are times when your business and you have to become one, right? Basically, what I like to say is that the extreme commitment that you and I have to make to our businesses, especially in the early days when everything's out on the line and there's a lot riding on it and on your performance, on our performance, and everything's riding on it. The future of the whole family and everything that you've ever earned is riding on it. You've got to make the commitment. But when that, in those days, that kind of a commitment weaves a fine seam between the business and the owner. It's hard to see where one starts and the other stops. But unfortunately, entrepreneurial single-mindedness can also result in the opposite of what's intended, and that's a business in jeopardy run by a bunch of unhappy humans. Now think about that. So this is the challenge that you and I have. We have to make the commitment to our business, because that's the way it is with small business. In fact, if you're not prepared to make that commitment, ladies and gentlemen, if you're thinking about becoming a business owner, if you're out there thinking, boy, I want the glory and the glamour and the excitement and all the wonderful things that comes from being a business owner. I see these people driving around in their cars and you know, playing golf and they're in their own businesses and they're the boss of their business, and I want some of that. Well, okay, fine. But if you're not prepared to make a commitment beyond which you may have never contemplated, then you don't need to be. You need to clock in tomorrow. You don't need to start a business because you're not ready. But if you're prepared to make that commitment, which you will have to do if you're going to be successful, then you might make it. You might make it as a business owner. But then, once you get there and you're in the middle of that commitment, you have to pay attention to some other things, because remember, if you can't show up, you as the alpha member of your company, where the buck stops, if you can't show up in a healthy way, if you can't show up in a well-adjusted way, if you can't show up with some level of happiness, some level of peace, some level of joy, even when all around you things may be not so exciting and happy, then you're going to be an unhappy person running a business that therefore could be very well be in jeopardy. And I've seen this many times before. I've seen people who knew how to run a business. It wasn't that they weren't good business people. They actually ran a good business. But because they weren't able to differentiate themselves from their business, because they became so intertwined inextricably from their business, they lost their health. They lost their family. They lost their friends. They lost their soul. Their soul may have been in jeopardy. Well, lots, you know, the stories are, there are a million stories out there. So it's tough being a business owner. I've said it many times before, and those of you who are pulling it off know what I'm talking about. I see you nodding your head. So it's really important, folks. It's not just important to be successful, to buy high, to buy low and sell high, and to hang on to the profits you make. It's not enough just to do that. If you're really going to be successful in small business, you got to be able to find a way to be happiness. And I believe one of the best ways to do that is to learn how to define success in a number of ways, including having balance in your life and having a life that's balanced with richness outside of the business. The people that I know who have been able to be what I consider to be have well-rounded success, meaning they've got a solid business, their business is in good shape, they've been able to run it well, grow it well, but it wasn't every single thing in their lives. They had other things outside of their business. They had some balance. There was richness outside of their business. Maybe it was volunteer work. Maybe it was their children. Maybe it was their family, their extended family. Maybe their faith life. Maybe something to do with citizenship, some civic interest like politics or something like that. You remember this, folks. A small business is really more like a patchwork quilt than a security blanket. Some patches represent good things and some not so good. And some patches are about business, others about the owner, and some are hard to tell. Small business happiness is found by those owners who feel successful regardless of which patch is in front of them because they have balance in their lives. Tintel, stay with us. Winners are losers who keep going on. The wisdom of the Atlanta Rhythm Section, ladies and gentlemen. ARS. Winners are losers who keep going on. Think about that. That's the way it is with small business, isn't it? We all have times when we're losers. We all have times when we fail, when we lose, when something doesn't work out for us. And the winners are the ones who do that, who let that happen to them. It happens to everybody. The winners are the ones who get back up, right? Everybody gets knocked down sometime. The question is, how quickly do you bounce back up? And I believe one of the best ways to bounce back up is to have more than one thing to live for. I can't tell you how important it has been for me in my career as a business owner to have more than one thing to be happy about, to be thankful for. And I know maybe some of you are saying, you're being trite and whatever, but I'll tell you, folks, whenever my business was not doing well, I tried to think about what was good in my life, my health, my children, whatever it might be. And you've got to be able to call on those things. You must be able to call on those things, or you will devolve into a pretty sad state if you don't get to the point where you can say, yep, this is a challenge, but it's not the only thing in my life. I have other things going on in my life that I like, that I'm happy about. So it's not like this is about me. This thing that's happening is not a rejection of me. It's just something that's happening that I have to deal with because I have other parts of my life where things are okay. See, that's what happens. When you get into business and things start going bad, if you have, and they will, folks, they will. It happens to everyone. There are no small business owners out there who survive, who don't go through what I'm talking about. It doesn't exist in nature. It doesn't exist in this reality dimension that you and I live in. Everybody has a problem. Everybody has challenges. Everybody has setbacks. Everybody makes mistakes. And the way you deal with those things is by finding multiple ways of defining success, not just in your business today. You don't have to be successful in your business today to be able to continue. Now, and this is something that I like to remind people about. If you've decided to become a business owner because you want to get rich, that's fine. Good for you. I don't have a problem with that. But if you think being rich will make you happy, here I want you to remember these two truths. Number one, wealth only provides options, not a guarantee of happiness. Wealth only provides options, not a guarantee of happiness. Number two, if you can't be happy without money and stuff, you aren't going to be happy with those things. I really want you to think about that. As you work hard in your business, as you anticipate, as you plan and design this business that you want, as you grow the one that you have, as you try to focus on financial success, which I want to encourage you to do. I want to encourage you to focus on financial success. That's one of the main reasons we're in business. But if that's the only thing on your mind, if that's your one goal in life, then you may wind up achieving that goal, but you may be all alone and very unhappy with all your money and your stuff. And you've seen that happen many times before, haven't you? I believe that small business success can actually be found in being able to attend a child's activity in the middle of the day. To me, that's small business success. When I was where I could leave my business and go and watch one of my children play a ball game and still stay in touch with my customers, but I knew that I could come back that night, I could catch up with my work. That was part of the success of my being in business. And so it's not just about the money and the stuff, folks. It's about the balance. And I want to also, in the time we have left, I want to talk about fun. Don't forget to have fun. You know, I know you think that it's hard to have fun in business to still be a serious business owner, but guess what? You can do it. And I believe if you want to have the maximum success in small business, learn how to run a tight ship while encouraging your people to laugh and to find joy in their lives. And don't forget this, folks. This will help you more than anything else. Learn how to laugh at yourself. It'll be the best laugh of your life. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to have fun and be happy.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.